If I don't have a pardon, I'm facing deportation.
Ravi Raghubir wasn't one of the 64 people pardoned by President Obama on Tuesday. Ravi immigrated from Trinidad and Tobago in 1991. He became a legal permanent resident, but 15 years ago he was convicted of fraud. Ravi served his time, but then found out that this single conviction was grounds for mandatory deportation.
There's a high possibility that I will be picked up and I will be deported. So that affects not only myself, but my family, my wife, my daughter.
Ravi has been an immigrant rights activist in New York City since his release from prison. He has a wife and daughter who are American citizens. Lawyer Alina Das, a law professor at New York University, says Ravi is the perfect candidate for a pardon. And Alina and Ravi say they're holding out hope with the little time that is left.
Ravi really exemplifies exactly what the pardon process is for, people who have used their time after a conviction to do good work, to be with their family. Ravi's helped countless immigrants go through the system and achieve something that he has been yet to achieve, which is an ability to stay here with his family. But unfortunately, there has been a bureaucracy and a backlog in these cases. Obviously, the Justice Department is trying to go through them carefully, but there are approximately 2,000 people like Ravi who are just waiting for their pardon application to be considered.
And there's an active deportation order in your case?
Yes, there is an active deportation order. I've had this for a few years now, but my attorneys, as Alina said, they have been trying to overturn this many, many years. Even though I have this criminal conviction, and it does mean that there's mandatory deportation, which itself means that you don't have any argument, any way to bring discretion and to bring the community that you are part of.
Certainly, pardon is something that's completely up to the discretion of the president.
Right.
And as you may have noticed, the president has had a real tough time getting his program and his vision, particularly on immigration reform, through Congress. How do you think pardoning you would reflect his vision of what he thinks should happen in the United States?
Well, you just hit the nail on his head. He had a vision. He has a vision of helping immigrants, and he tried to push that through Congress. If he pardons myself, it would put us back in a good position. It would mean that the terror that we face, the terror that I face, and my wife face, will not be there. We can live a life in dignity.
If there's no pardon?
If there's no pardon, I continue to live one day at a time. Right now, I cannot plan anything further than 2 weeks ahead because I don't know what will happen. If you tell me, let's have a dinner in June, I will say, yes, I'll appreciate that, but get back to me closer to that time. That terror that I face is very tangible. And, after the election, my wife, who is an immigration advocate also, an immigration attorney, she did not stop crying for 24 hours because she understood the impact it would have on me and the impact it will have on our lives.
Alina, as a lawyer, does it feel like due process or does it feel more like applying to Harvard or something?
Well, President Obama himself recently described the pardon process as a lottery. So when you hear something like that, I mean, there's an acknowledgement. And I do think that the people within the pardon attorney's office have been trying to move mountains to get through the paperwork. But a lot of these changes are coming very late in the game. And to describe something that is so consequential, like the difference between Ravi being able to hopefully be able to be in the U.S. to walk his daughter down the aisle one day when she gets married, to grow old with his wife and to retire, all of those things, to continue his work every day on behalf of immigrants. I mean, all of those things, that turning on something that the president himself has described as a lottery, that doesn't feel like due process. And I hope that we'll see reform in the system as other presidents take this on.
Ravi and Alina, thank you so much.
Thank you, John.
Thank you.
Ravi Raghubir is an immigration rights activist in New York. His lawyer is a law professor who co-directs the Immigrants' Rights Clinic at New York University.